This is a download from the BBC. For more information about this and other downloads from School Radio, go to bbc.co.uk/schoolradio.
Ho, ho, me mateys! Nigel here!
And Suki!
Listen carefully to the sounds and be ready to say where you think we are today. And what the weather's like. The wind is blowing, just a little. The waves are lapping gently. The seagulls are calling softly in the distance. We're in the middle of the ocean, and it's a lovely, calm, sunny day. Today we're rowing out to Golden Island in our little boat.
The captain sent us to find treasure!
Yeah! And he says we mustn't come back empty-handed!
Ooh. We're gonna be rich.
Yeah! Suki, have you got the map there?
Yes!
What are you doing?
I'm fishing.
Oh, have you caught anything?
Not yet. I'm sure I will. Oh, look! A fish! Oh, I almost caught it.
Oh, never mind. It's time for today's song, and this one is all about you, Suki.
Is he?
Yes. Listen to verse one.
Suki over the ocean, Suki over the sea. Suki caught a big fish, can't catch me.
I like that, Nigel.
Let's sing the first half of verse one now. So, sitting up ready. Ready? And...
Suki over the ocean, Suki over the sea. Suki caught a big fish, can't catch me.
Caught one! A big one! Ow! Oh! He nicked my finger and jumped back in the sea! Oh!
Oh dear! Poor Suki! That was a big fish.
Shall we add him to our song?
What a good idea. Listen to Suki and me singing the next part of verse one.
Big fish snap, 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 snap. Big fish snap, 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 snap. Big fish snap, 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 snap. Big fish snap.
Let's all sing from Big Fish Snap with the music. And clap in time when you sing
Snap, snap, snap.
Ready? Where?
Down there. It's got lots of wiggly legs.
Oh, you're right. Let's sing verse two. And it's all about the octopus.
Yay!
Suki over the ocean, Suki over the sea. Suki caught an octopus, can't catch me.
One line in that verse is different. It's...
I know! An octopus.
That's right, Suki. Let's sing the first half of verse two. Ready?
Suki over the ocean, Suki over the sea. Suki caught an octopus, can't catch me.
Suki. You're going to... What? Fall in. Oh, dear. Hold on to my oar. Off you come.
Thank you.
Let's learn the next part of the song. Listen first.
Octopus, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Octopus, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Octopus, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Octopus, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Well, Suki, you can wiggle yourself dry. So, everyone, let's sing the second half of verse 2 from Octopus Wiggle. And when you sing, Octopus Wiggle, have a really good wiggle, just like the octopus. So, stand up first. Let's sing and wiggle. Ready? And...
Octopus Wiggle.
You deserve a rest. So sit down and listen to the first part of our new story, The Golden Crab. It's all about the adventures of a magical crab, which has a very unusual golden shell.
A fisherman lived with his wife in a little cottage by the beach. Every day, come rain or shine, he set out to sea in a little boat. He worked hard to catch as many fish as he could, and when he returned to shore, he would take them to the castle for the king, queen, and their 12 beautiful daughters to eat for supper. One day, when he pulled in his net, he found a crab among the fish. It wasn't any old crab. It looked like it was made of gold and shone brightly in the sunlight.
"Oh, you will look very nice indeed on my shelf at home," said the fisherman.
That evening, as the fisherman and his wife ate their supper, they heard a little voice.
"Can I have some too, please?" it asked.
They looked round in surprise. Who could have spoken?
It's me, the golden crab, and I'm really hungry," said the voice again.
"Goodness, a crab that can talk," cried the fisherman's wife. "It must be magic. Quick, husband, do as it asks."
The fisherman put some fish on a plate and took it to the golden crab.
"Oh, thank you kindly," it said as it tucked in. "You won't be sorry."
The next morning, the empty plate the crab had eaten from was full of gold coins. The same thing happened the next day, and the next.
"Oh, aren't we lucky to have such a special magic friend?" laughed the fisherman's wife.
Then one day, the crab asked the fisherman a question. "Will you tell the king I wish to marry his youngest daughter, the Princess Rose?" it asked.
"Oh, I don't think the king will be very pleased, but I'll try," laughed the fisherman in reply.
That evening, the fisherman went to the palace and did as the crab had asked.
"My lovely Rose marry her crab?" cried the queen in disgust. "Never in 100 years... Anyway, I want her to marry that nice Prince Rupert from the castle down the road."
Perhaps it's not such a bad idea," said the king. "This talking golden crab might be a prince in disguise. Why, it might be even grander than Prince Rupert. Let's put it to the test."
He turned to the fisherman.
Tell the crab it must build a wall that's even taller than my castle. It must be blooming with lovely flowers, and it must be done by tomorrow morning.
When the crab heard the news, it didn't seem worried at all. Outside in the shed, you'll find a golden rod, it told the fisherman. Go to the castle and hit the ground 3 times and see what happens. That night, the fisherman crept over to the castle and struck the ground 3 times, as the crab had asked him to. The next morning, the king looked out of the window.
"Golly, look at that!"
he cried in surprise, for there was a great wall as tall as the castle and covered in the most beautiful flowers.
"Only a very grand prince in disguise could do such a thing," said the king. "The crab will make a wonderful husband for Rose."
"No," cried the queen. "I insist you make it pass another test, an even harder one. Only then can they marry."
"Oh, very well," sighed the king. "I am afraid the crab can't marry Princess Rose just yet," the king told the fisherman. "First, it must create a beautiful garden with 3 fountains, one spouting silver, the second gold, and the third diamonds."
That night, the fisherman again tapped on the ground 3 times with the golden rod. Next morning, there was the garden and fountains, just as the king had asked. And in the middle stood a tall apple tree with the most delicious apples anyone had ever tasted. The crab had done all that was asked of him, and so he and Princess Rose were engaged to be married. The king was delighted, but the queen didn't care to have a crab as a son-in-law. And Princess Rose didn't look very happy either, until the crab took her to one side.
"Don't worry," it whispered kindly. "You see, I'm not really a crab, and you will soon find out."
I wonder who the golden crab really is. We'll find out next time. What have you got there, Suki?
It's Rubber Duck. I found him in the water. He's been telling me all about his travels.
Hello, Rubber Duck.
Did you hear that, Nigel?
What?
Rubber Duck would like to be in our song.
What a good idea. Suki caught a rubber duck. Let's sing our final verse. That's verse 3. Ready, everyone? And... I wonder if you know what the next bit of this song is.
A rubber duck knows.
That's right. It's rubber duck quack, 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 quack. Rubber duck quack, 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 quack. So let's sing this together now. Ready? Sing the whole song right from the beginning. So, stand up first. Ready to sing and do the actions? Ready?
Big fish snap.
another song. So sit down in a space. Now we're going to have a music game. So first, your teacher needs to divide you down the middle into two groups, Group A and Group B. We're going to sing in our two groups in canon. That means Group A, start and keep singing, then Group B, it's your turn. You'll be singing together, but at slightly different times. We'll sing verse 1. So let's practice that now. Ready? Now we're going to sing in canon. Remember, that means one group goes first and the other follows a little later. Group A, you sing the first two lines. Then Group B, you come in. And Group A, you keep singing. So Group A, you go first. Ready? Ready? Well, Suki, we'd better get rowing again.
Shall we row together, Nigel?
What a good idea. I'll take one oar then.
And I'll take the other.
Golden Island, here we come. See you soon, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye.